Hey guys, how's it going? This is your host, Trippy Tommy, for the Trippy Cupcakes podcast. We appreciate you guys rocking with us for a whole year and then some. We started this podcast at the beginning of the lockdown, and it has only grown and blossomed more than I can even imagine since then. So thank you everyone for hanging with me and rocking with me. I appreciate it so much. This year is going to be bigger and better, I hope. I'm going to get more interesting guests, maybe do some more D&D stuff. It seems like you guys really dig that. Post some funny little videos on YouTube. We've been working on those. I just want shit to look good before I put it out for you guys. I want to make this a little more professional. And today's episode, a really special guest, Ryan Castellucci from the Two Stone Dudes podcast that I was recently on. I had a great time talking with those guys. We're a bunch of like-minded cats. Just that we're on the opposite sides of the country. He's from Arizona, or they're in Arizona, and I'm, well, you guys know, Indianapolis. So it's cool to just chat with some like-minded, chill folk, and it was a really good convo. There's a little bit of clunkiness in some of the audio because I was recording it in the car on the way to run some errands. But nonetheless, still a really good time, really good interview. And I really appreciate Ryan and the Two Stone Dude podcast for, hooking homie up and putting me on. Be looking forward to the Third Eye Entertainment Network, where it's going to be a podcast network for, like-minded podcasts to, help us cross-promote each other and just have a good time and always have, other casts that'll support yours. I'm excited about that, so check out the Third Eye Entertainment YouTube channel, and big things coming there. On my life front, things have been getting better. Been working. This weather here in Indiana is fucking insane. 2 days ago it was 70 and sunny, and then yesterday it was like 40 degrees with 20 degree wind and fucking snowing fat flakes, so April Fools, right? I hope you guys had a safe April Fools and no one got you too good. I tried my best to stay off the socials. I hope that what Suicide Boys posted is real and they have a new album on the way, because I really dig those guys. Shout out to my cousin Griffin for getting me into them. Yeah, man, have a great day. Stay positive, stay happy, stay healthy. Listen to our episodes, share us with your friends and family, because I need it and I appreciate it. Thank you for rocking with me. This is episode 38. Go back and listen to any of the other episodes. I mean, we've had some great guests. I'm going to just shout out a couple of them real quick. We've had Parker Pickett from the band Indian Old School. My friend Corey from the band FS has been on. He was actually a background character on our interview we did with Nate McHale of the Creatively Queer podcast. I hope they're doing great. Shout out to my Michigan people. go check out the Creatively Queer podcast. It's fucking great. Very artistic. It's for artists. That's kind of what our podcast is for. I just want it to be a safe place for artists, musicians, spiritual beings, and people that just want to love and spread their story and just make everyone's day brighter, because that's what life's about. Thanks for listening. I love you guys, and I'm gonna get better at this, I promise. Yeah, have a great day and love each other. Also, go support and donate to the Huntington's Disease Foundation and the Junior Huntington's Disease Foundation. It would mean the world to me. My daughter has Huntington's disease, and there's really not a cure for it yet. And I would do anything to put more time on my daughter's clock. And I know any of you would do the same for your kids. So, love you guys. Take care of your people. Check on your friends. Check on your single friends, too, because people are crazy. And we've been pretty much all grounded by our fucking government daddy for a year. So, check on your people. Spread love and positivity. Drink water. Love you. traveling through space. You're traveling through time. You're reaching a new dimension. A dimension of the mind. This is the Trippy Cupcakes Podcast. Coming from the other side. Let's go.
Today, what's been going on with the Two Stone Dudes podcast? What's been up with me?
All right. Okay, so the last couple episodes that we had out, I'm kind of high right now, so this is going to be kind of hard for me to do.
What are you smoking on, buddy?
Baked. This is some really...
Are you there?
You still there? Okay, so...
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, so one strain is called Green Crack.
Ooh, I love that.
It's pretty
shit.
Awesome. And the other one is Purple Haze. So,
ooh,
yeah, we got
classic.
Sativa and an indica. And I take the two different buds and I put them in the grinder together and I mix it up and that's what I smoke. So I make myself a little hybrid. Yep.
There you go. That's what's up.
About this podcast, I went to a whole different subject. We had a guy named Johnny Blaze who has his own podcast. It's called The Cloud Chronicles. We had him on the show, and we got really good responses back from it. If you get a chance to check him out on YouTube under The Cloud Chronicles, and he gets some pretty famous people on there, like semi-famous people, like comedians and actors and shit. Like he fucking gets in there and mixes it up with them pretty good. And the last one was just us. And it was called Drug Us, Spanish for drugs. And it's basically, we went into like our drug logs, which is a story, which is basically just, you know, story after story of the drugs that you've done. And
that's fair. I'm about to check that one out.
It got pretty deep, man. It got pretty deep.
Hey, that's how we like it out here.
I was on the Rusted Robot podcast, not Rusted Robot. I'm sorry. The Soul Forge podcast. That turned out really well. The guy who runs that, his name is Ben Austin. He's like a master podcaster, dude. Like, guy knows what the fuck he's doing, and he's really good at it.
So, that's what's up.
Yeah, my last five episodes have been really good. Like, I'm really proud of them. Like, we did some really good work on them and had some really good guests.
Hey, there you go, man. Hey, you gotta keep moving and keep building, man. That's what I say all
absolutely
the time.
You know, and I love having this Anchor app. This Anchor app's awesome.
Oh, dude, it's phenomenal.
Yup, it just like makes the edit, like everything just makes everything just super easy. Even on the computer, like even on a laptop, it's super easy.
Oh yeah, I mean that's why it's a great sponsor and it's a great way to get started for sure. And it's fucking cool how they dispense it out for us too, because that's kind of a bitch and a half if you haven't ever done it manually.
Right. So, I do have to tell you some shit that happened to me recently. I wanted to add this on to how I was doing. I dropped my phone in a parking lot at work, right? I don't have a passcode on my phone because I never had one. You know what I mean? Just never put it on. I was kind of lazy.
Fair. You're very trusting.
I'm just lazy. I'm just lazy, bro. Don't get it twisted. I'm just lazy.
That's fair.
I dropped it in the parking lot, and this guy named Lonzo picked it up. And I only know his first name because what this asshole did was he opened up my Cash App and took $800 out of my bank account.
Fuck?
So... And it was at this particular store for about an hour. So I'm guessing it's somebody that works at this particular store. And I'm probably going to go have a talk with the manager tomorrow when I go to that place. So that's what's next with that.
Well,
I don't mean to escalate the situation.
Let me be the angel on your shoulder when you go do that, because, man, I would flip the fuck out. Oh, I'd probably have the cops
I already,
there.
Listen, man, I had my girlfriend yell at me about it already. She did. I told her, I was like, I'm going to kill this motherfucker. She yelled at me for it, so I know not to do shit like that.
He said, I already took my lashings for that, but low-key, if I catch him, he's going to get it. Oh, dude,
seriously. Like, if I ever heard a conversation of a guy talking about how he screwed somebody over for $800 on a Cash App, best believe I'm going to punch that motherfucker in the face. Even if it's not me.
Straight the fuck up.
Just even if it's not me. Yeah. Look, man, I'm 42 years old. I grew up in South Jersey. There's just some things you don't do and get the fuck away with it. You know what I mean? You just can't. You can't.
That's what I'm saying. You don't mess with the hardworking motherfucker.
You can't let people.
Excuse me. Especially our money.
Sometimes you just can't let things slide. You know?
Absolutely. You know, I forget and forget a lot, but it's a temporary forget because it's deep down in that memory. I ain't totally forgotten. Oh, I'll catch you when I catch you type
Well,
shit,
those memories
know?
Make us feel like shit. And that's why.
Yeah, that's why I try not to dwell on that shit for real. Right. I mean, if it, the way I see it is in life, you have this backpack and it's like, think about it like a video game. Okay. Like you got to create your own Avengers, your own super team. And all your like super close people are like your fucking Spider-Man and you're like, you know, your Avengers. And, you know, you get to choose those people. So you get to know them super, super well. Like if you want an all-star team, you know what you want, what attributes you want. So it's not very hard to cut off the motherfuckers that don't belong.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, right. Tommy, do you know who the Four Horsemen were?
Four Horsemen.
Wrestlers? Pro wrestlers?
What? Refresh
okay,
me.
So
I'm sure you said a couple names.
Well, I was a professional wrestler. I'm about to actually get back into it again. You can find me on YouTube under Ryan Castellucci.
I'm definitely gonna look after this.
Videos
sure.
are like 10 years old, man.
Oh, dude, that makes me better. I got some backyard wrestling videos from when we were young. I thought I was Jeff Hardy, but I was fat.
Oh God,
it was just crazy. Yeah. I mean, doing like Swanton bomb off my dad's garage onto a trampoline and just dumbass like teenager or preteen shit.
That's
you
crazy.
Know?
You want to hear something? There was a backyard company out here in Tucson, that like for years, real wrestlers were like afraid to go work for this company, even when they became mainstream, right? Because it kind of gave you a bad name. The guy who's run the company, his name is Ryan Chaos. He's on the Best of Backyard Wrestling. In fact, I went to a show with him in Denver and it was King of the Death Match. And one of the guys who was from, I think he was from Iowa, walked up to Ryan and asked him for his autograph. Like, no shit, asked him for his fucking autograph. I almost pissed myself. He's like, well, who the fuck do you think I am? He's like, you're Chaos. You're Ryan Chaos. He's like, yeah, I'm nobody important. He had no idea like how much of an impact he made on people who like backyard wrestling.
Like, oh yeah, I mean that's like real shit. Like I'm one of those people, like if I don't feel like that guy is in real danger, it's not that entertaining to me. Like if I want to watch a movie, I'll watch a movie.
I want
to
make you laugh about the way I wrestled. First off, I was not a good wrestler, okay? Because I'm not an athlete. I wanted
to, wait, did you wrestle
I
in
did.
School? Did you do
I did.
High school wrestling?
I wrestled, I played me I too. Wrestled, I played football. I did all the jock shit, right? But I'm not an but I right. wasn't an athlete. I'm so clumsy when it comes to my athletic movements that I learned, like, it took me like a long time to figure out that I wasn't an athlete and I was really a clumsy motherfucker when it came to things. Now, the cool aspect to that is when I'm in the wrestling ring, it makes it look what I'm doing. It makes it look more realistic because of the way that I move.
You look like a real motherfucker out there, not some trained.
Seriously,
ass.
That's the biggest. Like, I didn't get a lot of compliments, but the compliments that I did get, people told me that they liked the realism I put into my matches.
Well, you're like, yeah, man, I'm just me.
Yeah. Dude, I just. One person said it looks like I'm having a good time in there. And that's what makes that. That's what made them want to come back. So.
There you go. Hey, that's the whole point of it, man. Like, I've played shows to like 15 to 10 to 5 to 6 people before, so I totally feel that. Like sometimes you just got to do it for you. It doesn't even fucking matter who's there to watch. Honestly, like I don't know. That's just the way I feel about it. Like kind of podcasting too. Like I've learned that the more that you listen and like you look at all your views and shit and you really micromanage over that shit, it'll stress you out and it'll kind of make you not want to do it.
You know what? If I didn't have the cast that I did, I would have quit this a long time ago. Because these guys are like, we're all really close. Mondo.
So it's like a tradition, more like a get together than like
Yeah.
it wouldn't matter, y'all would still get together and burn
Yeah,
down
absolutely. Yeah,
anyways, but
absolutely. Like the one of our tech guy, Mondo, is 64 years old.
no
Yeah,
shit.
he's 64. He's done every drug imaginable. He's committed more crimes than I can talk about.
Was gonna say he reminded me of Joey Diaz a little
Yeah,
bit.
he's our Joey Diaz. We're like the low rent Joe Rogan show.
That's nice.
And I'll wear
He's
that
a, he's a...
badge with honor. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, man. Joe Rogan started in the basement too, man. Just keep that in mind. Like,
Seriously. You know what?
he didn't get a $10 million Spotify studio
Bro, it was
overnight, you
100
know.
million.
There you go. I missed the
That's a big step. $100 million to do a fucking podcast. He gets paid $100 million to talk shit with his friends and interesting people.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
For
it's
2 to 3 hours while blitzed out of his fucking mind. Yeah, it's not. I mean, the
seriously.
man
Now,
smoked
we
out
don't.
Elon Musk. Like, who else can say that shit?
Seriously. Now, we almost had sponsorship.
Yeah.
I actually set up Two Stone Dudes to be a business because of it.
Oh
And
shit,
like
let's go.
right now, I own Two Stone Dudes LLC, me and my dad.
Ah, there you
So, anyway, this guy, and I'm going to talk about this because this guy really pissed me off, and I don't give a fuck who finds out about it. But I'll leave his name out of it. But this dude that I've known since I was a freshman in high school, been friends with him on and off the years and shit, right? He told me that he liked my show so much that he was going to get me sponsorship from three different people. And
I'd say prove
so we included him on more than two episodes. And
it.
he is real right wing, and
Right.
we're not. And
Yeah,
we
that makes it a little hard to preach to that choir.
Well, I look at it like this. I'm a Marine. I served in the Marine Corps for a long time. And I believe that I fought in order to give everybody the freedom of speech. So on my show, on our show, no, I gotta stop saying my show. On our show, I believe you have the right to say whatever the fuck you want, no matter if I agree with it or not. It doesn't matter. I
Absolutely.
let people get that shit off their chest. So I've had a bunch of Trump supporters on the show.
I mean, hey,
Yeah,
man.
one of my best friends turned out to be a Trump supporter, and I don't really care because I love him. I'm not a Trump supporter. I don't care. I don't care about
Yeah, I
Trump.
was gonna say me either, but hey, man, like you like what you like. I was gonna say,
Right. You know.
just because you spend your weekend going to the opera house, don't mean we're not gonna hang out, but
Right. Seriously.
don't mean I don't fuck with you still, you know, like just different strokes, dog.
Right. And this the same guy. He came on my pod. I let him come on the podcast because he tends to get a lot of listeners to join. Like his show he was on has over 1,500 listens.
Oh, nice. Damn, son. So he's just says some shit that people are like, oh my God, did he say
Well,
that?
he's a wrestler, and he's not like famous or anything. He just has a shit ton of fans everywhere he goes in every state he goes to. So it always makes for a good show because there's that many people will listen to it once he gets the word out to them. So it's always good to get people on that like that on. And he gave me the craziest story I'd ever heard in my entire life. I don't even want to go into it because I don't want to embarrass the guy. But he told me the craziest fucking story, and I honestly don't know whether to believe him or not because the story, if it came from anybody else, would sound like complete bullshit.
That's fair.
But he talks about it like he believes it really happens. So that
So
leads.
you're not sure if it's real or he's a pathological liar.
Well, no, I wouldn't say he's a pathological liar. I mean, I wouldn't have a reason for him to come up with a story like this.
Right.
You know what I
It's just
mean?
too specific and too far out to be like, all right, this is not off the cuff.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to tell you what episode it is. It's shit. I can't remember it. And I don't think I can look at it right now while we're on. I probably could. No, I can't. I can't look at it right now. Shit, I'll remember.
We're gonna say one of the recent ones. What's dude's name?
Wait, that's escaping me too. Like I said, I'm really stoned right now. I can't tell you his name because I don't want to embarrass him. Okay, fuck
that's
it.
Fair.
All right, you know, his name's Roman, but I won't tell you his last name.
It better not be Reigns, homie.
No, not Roman Reigns. No, that's one of the.
Don't act like you know him on a personal level. Like, y'all go get pizza and shit. Like, you know, I'm gonna be a little salty.
You know who John Moxley is, right?
Maybe.
He was.
I don't fuck with wrestling like I used to. Really, I need to get back into it.
Well, John. Well, have you heard of AEW?
What is it? AEW?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Oh man, you gotta watch it. It's on TNT. It's called All Elite Wrestling.
Oh,
bro, huh. It'll make you be a fan again. I swear to God.
Yeah, see, I like it when they're not doing it for the you know the fucking money. They're doing it for the love. Like the difference in watching an NFL game compared to a fucking college game or a high school game. Like,
okay, all right,
those motherfuckers got something to lose compared to these guys that get paid $1 million whether they win or lose.
Bro. You know what I mean? I have to correct you on one thing, okay? It's better. Okay, Tony Khan. You know who Tony Khan is?
I almost thought you said Tony Hawk.
No, Tony. Like, no, Tony Khan. He's the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. He is the owner of AEW, along with another wrestler named Cody Rhodes, and
I know who that is. Yeah.
Okay, and the Young Bucks, Nick and Mac Jackson. They're part owners too. So Tony Khan's a fucking billionaire. He's got more money than Vince McMahon does, right? So what you're getting, it's finally a wrestling company is doing is they're taking all these guys from the little indie companies that I came from and are paying them millions of dollars now.
Oh, shit.
Therefore, it makes them work harder because they're getting paid to do what they love for once.
Oh shit!
Yeah, it's badass. That's why I say it's such a good product because you're getting guys that are getting pulled up from the indies, getting paid a shit ton of money. That dude, we make like tops $300 to $500 a show, if that.
Damn.
You know what I mean? We put our bodies on the line a lot, and you know, I've gotten like fucking, I've had thumbtacks pressed into me. I fucking almost got hung accidentally one time. My nose almost caved in, and one of my teeth knocked out.
Holy shit!
You tell me how fucking fake it is.
Oh, I believe it's real. I've been in moss pits that have knocked teeth out, so I've been there as well.
Right.
Hey, buddy,
right.
I am going to run into the gas station real quick. I am going to pause this, and can I call you right back? All right,
yeah, sure.
I'll be right back.
All right.
Yo.
Hey, buddy. Had to run in here and get some blunt wraps real quick. The old lady sending me on some missions. You know how it goes. Are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can. Oh, fucking car. I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello?
All right. There we go.
There it is. I hear you.
All right. So can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hey, do you mind if I record this and put it on YouTube?
Yeah, bro. Go for it.
All right. Cool. I'm going to do that. All right. I have this app that lets me do that. Lets me record my screen.
Yeah, I'm with it, bro.
All right, cool. Sweet. All right. It's recorded. All right, man. Oh, I wanted to tell you, I'm not bragging. I wanted to, because it's a quick story. I got a new car, right? I'll make you laugh.
Oh,
I got a Chevy Spark.
Oh, one of those little, are they like energy, like what, electric car?
No, but it's really small. It's just a compact car. It looks like, it's like if you rub it on the carpet, you could let it go and it'll go on its own. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, I got.
So it's not like it's not as small as a smart car, but it's pretty small.
Okay,
and it's
it's what?
Ginger fucking yellow.
Oh, jeez.
So yeah, But it was the best deal they had in the lot, number one. Number two, the first car I picked out, say they already sold it. So, oh well. And I did, and I got this car because I beat the shit out of my other car. And I drive it like a pissed off teenager. And I blew the valve. I blew the seal valve or some shit like that for the for the power steering, right? As I was making a U-turn, okay? My fucking car, instead of turning, my car goes sideways and goes into the fucking high-ass curb. And I blew out the ball joint on the tire, bent the rim, and fucked up the rear.
Oh, what a shitty day.
Yep. I had to have, and I was at work. I was on my lunch break, man. And I had to have the car towed back to my house and then towed over to the dealership. It was just a pain in the ass, but I'm glad I got rid of it.
Been there, bro. I had a tire blow on my lunch break one time.
Oh, that sucks. I've had that on the way to work. Yeah, I know what that feels like.
Yeah, I'd be like that, man. So what's up with the little spark, though? I'm sure it's good as fuck on gas.
Oh, 39 miles to the gallon on the highway.
Oh, shit.
Yep, 36 in the street.
Shit, that's Arizona to Indiana in like $120.
You know, I've been to Indiana. I've been to where you're at. There was a short period of time where my girlfriend kicked me out, and I left, and my mom's ex-boyfriend lived in Indianapolis, and or just outside of it, actually. And I stayed with this guy for like a month. And where we were living, it was kind of where we were at. It was kind of rural, but when you went a little further up the street, it got real hood real quick. Like they had bong shops and shit down the street, and you didn't see a white person for miles.
Oh shit!
That's where I was at. It was pretty, you know, it was pretty dope though. I liked being there. Everybody was laid back and shit. Some rednecks though. You guys got people that use a lot of guns over there, apparently. I went to a guy's New Year's Eve party. And I got to shoot off an AK-47 into the ground. Like
that's a party, yo.
Oh, yeah, dude. It brought me back to being in the Marine Corps again. I was like, fuck yeah, I get to shoot something. This makes me feel good. I don't know if that's a fucked up thing to say or not, but that's the truth. That's how I feel.
I mean, hey, man, I grew up with shooting guns and shit all the time, so I get it. It's such a great stress reliever.
It absolutely is. I don't think there's anything any more better of a stress reliever than when I used to go to the rifle range when I was in the Marine Corps. And, man, especially when you put a good round or especially when you get a good grouping of rounds that's, like, just nice and tight, like nothing else can touch it. It's like, bam, it's right there. Then not only is it a stress reliever, but you also get a sense of satisfaction from that too.
Oh, yeah. It makes you totally feel like you're the shit. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it blows your ego up a little bit.
And I'll take it.
Yeah, man. Me and my dad are going out in the next couple of weeks, and we're probably going to go shooting at Lake Pleasant. We just get like beer cans and shit, and bottles and shit, and fucking walk a couple rounds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up, actually.
Yeah, something to do.
Yeah.
Do they have a program over there that's like, okay, they have a program over here called Tactical Black, right? Check this out. I'm going to put the Tactical Black over because they deserve it. They are tension reduction. It's a tension reduction class, okay? It shows you how to de-escalate situations that could possibly happen. Like you're on a plane and somebody hijacks it, what to do if you're the only thing standing between the pilot and that guy? What would you do? You know what I mean? Well, grab your seat cushion. Use it as a defense mechanism in case they have box cutters. You could always rip off the arm of an airplane chair and use that as a weapon. Shit like that. They show you how to do shit like that.
That's awesome, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I mean, because you never really fucking know what you're going to do until you're in the situation.
Right. Like, let's say you were part of that whole shooting in Vegas. What would you have done? Some guy's out there with a fucking machine gun, and he's shooting and trying to fucking kill everybody in sight. What the fuck would you have done if you would have had a piece on you?
If I would have had a piece on me, that's a different story. If I didn't have a piece on me, I would have dropped like he already got me.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, you fucking play dead. That's what soldiers – I mean, I've seen a lot of war movies. I mean, you think you're done, you act like you're done, you know?
All right, so I gotta rebuttal that one. I am trained to run towards the danger, unfortunately. So
I mean –
when shots lick out, if I was, I know if I'm confident enough because that's how I was trained, that if I came into a situation like that and nobody else was handling it, I'd have to do it. Like the fucking George Floyd murder. If I would have saw that shit, I would have stopped it. You would no way in hell I would have been filming it with my phone. I would have fucking done something about that.
Absolutely. I mean,
it was so fucked up.
There's that many people there just watching, like, somebody do something. Like, yeah, okay. Somebody do something. Yeah, you're a somebody. Fucking do something.
Right. Get off your fucking phone and do something about it. You know, it's a shame. The person that they had the court thing on CNN, and the girl that taped it was crying when she was recalling the events because she wished she could have done something more than just sit there and film it. So she has regrets about that.
I mean, yeah, I could see that. Absolutely. Like,
right. And that's a scared,
so heavy. Like,
that's a scared little girl. What do you think she's going to do to a cop? You know what I mean?
Especially, I mean, you see their fucking arm to the teeth. I mean.
Yeah, the cops are armed like fucking, they're all on the SWAT team. What the fuck is going on? I'm not a fan of that at all. I'm a little bit of a revolutionary, man. There's a lot of shit that I don't like that's going on, and I'll keep my political views to myself, but you know, some shit's got to change or it's all going to go downhill pretty quick.
Abso-fucking-lutely, dude.
Yeah, I mean, you know, fucking, we talk about some of those issues on our podcast. I give little hints, because I try not to get into the mainstream issues. Anything having to do with transgender, I've already stated one time I'm not going to do it again. So I made my statement about it. So
yeah, I mean, I kind of just feel like you live the way you live, you know. Like, as long as you're not hurting anyone,
just leave everybody.
It's none of my fucking business, you know.
Right. Just leave everybody the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Do your own thing. Be happy. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what it says about our country. That's why people come here, right?
Absolutely.
That's at the beginning of the Constitution. I'm actually, right now, I'm reading Dr. Carl Hart's book. You know who he is?
What are you reading? I'm sorry.
Okay, it's called Drug Use for Grownups, Chasing Liberty in the Land of Fear by Dr. Carl Hart. Have you heard of it?
No, what's it about?
Okay, so he is a Columbia professor and an author, actually, obviously, and a scientist and all this good stuff. And he uses illicit drugs.
Oh, and shit. Like what?
Like heroin and methamphetamines and marijuana. And I think he said mushrooms one time. For the longest time, he was on a mission as a scientist trying to prove that drugs do bad things to people. And it says in the beginning of his book that he failed to do that for like 16 years. And when he started doing these substances himself, he learned a lot about them. And he wrote this wonderful book. I'm already halfway through it. I recommend it to anybody who's interested in shit like that. So I find the drug world very fascinating.
That's why I'm very into psychedelics, and Terrence and Dennis McKenna are fucking geniuses.
Now, I don't know who they are.
Okay, so they're pretty much the leading like scientists when it comes to like psilocybin and like mushrooms and just psychedelics in general, like DMT and shit like that.
Okay.
And on how like it can really reset the brain. Like if you have a real good mushroom trip, like if you're in the right environment, it can really do wonders for your mental health.
You know, I want to start using psilocybin on a regular basis because of I have PTSD, and I heard that it works really well. Now, when I used mushrooms for the first time about 2 months ago, and I did not have a good experience. My girlfriend is a very straight laced person.
So you tripped by yourself then?
Yeah, no, I was with her and she was angry with me.
Oh, yep, and that amplifies it.
Right. So I really didn't have much going on. I was on Suboxone at the time.
Oh, and shit.
So it kind of...
weirdly lessens it a little bit.
What's that? Yeah, well, yeah, it totally distorts the effect of anything. Dude, when I was taking Suboxone, I had to smoke a shit ton of weed to get high.
Oh, absolutely.
I had to start smoking concentrates only.
Huh.
Because I was doing just dabs all the time because regular weed wasn't getting me high anymore. So
I mean, that's kind of the point I'm at for the most part. I mean, I just kind of prefer to come home and take a fat dab.
Yeah, I feel like
with having kids too, like, you don't have to hide away, and like, it takes a lot longer to sit there and smoke a whole joint or a blunt to the face than it does to take a quick 2 minute dab and you're done, you know.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. Just around here, the concentrates are more expensive than the flower is. So So like way more expensive. So for like a shitty amount, like a gram of concentrate out here is like $35.
I mean, that's not terrible, really. I mean, that's about the same out here in an illegal state. So
well, it used to be $25, and then we became recreation, and everything went $10 to $20 higher. I have written some angry letters to some dispensaries out here, man. just being a douchebag, just talking shit to them, like, you know, why did you change your prices? I'm never coming back. Shit like that, man. I just found it.
Sometimes you gotta stand up for the little guy, man. I mean, I'm a broke, like, single dad myself. So if I get used to my shit being, you know, 25 a G, and I come in next week and it's 35 a G, and it's the same exact shit, hasn't got better, hasn't got worse, I'm gonna be asking questions too.
Right. I'll tell you a small example. This one company here, they said they put a post out to everybody who's medical that all products are going to be 20% off. You know what that did? Shit. That just brought everything back to the original price we were paying for to begin with.
Yep.
I was like, that's not a fucking deal. What the fuck is that? I decided never to go back there again. Oh my god, I almost punched a bud tender in the face today, bro. I don't know if you saw my post on Facebook.
I was gonna ask you if that's what you're leading into.
Yeah, man. Soul Flower Dispensary in Tempe. I'll fucking put them. Fuck them. I'm gonna fucking destroy them right now.
I will shit on their name,
dude. Seriously. Okay. And it's all because of this one experience that I had with the guy. First off, the guy at the counter asking me for my new patient information was way too aggressive to be a starter. Just way too aggressive. He's like, he was almost demanding that I show him shit. I was like, all right, dude, whatever.
Like, yo, man, chill out, dude. You know what I'm here for.
Yeah, it's like, why aren't you stoned and not caring? Fuck. So the guy, the bud tender that I talked to, I asked him about the product. I said, how much is your, you know, how expensive are your eighths? How expensive are your concentrates? He's like, well, we only sell high end shit here. Okay. I look too poor to be fucking shopping.
Yeah, I was going to say, what kind of douchey ass shit is that? I asked for numbers, not insult me.
Right. Now, granted, I didn't have a dime on me, so he was kind of right. But
that's not the point, though. You don't have x-ray goggles on. The motherfucker can't see what's in your wallet. You know what I mean? Like, what if fucking 2 Chainz is out in my car and he told me to go in and see what's going on? Like, he could have came in and bought this whole ass dispensary and just shit on you. Like,
you know what? It's a shame. They lost a customer. They totally lost the customer, right?
And word of mouth means a lot, dude. You can burn a lot of bridges down just by saying some shit, you know?
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, and I'm all about customer service, dude. I was a bellman for a long time. So I know how to treat people. I know how to be treated. I know how I want to be treated. It's because that's how I treated other people.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Man. You get a lot more or a lot more bugs with honey than you do vinegar, you know? Like,
You know what? Honestly, I've had one good experience that I can really think of off the top of my head with the bud tender. It's a shame that I'm saying that. And she was this cute little pregnant chick with, she was all tatted up. And I went into this dispensary so pissed off because they changed how the lines went. I got mad over something so trivial, it was ridiculous. And I guess she could tell because, like, when she started talking to me, she instantly calmed me down.
She could feel your vibe. She was just like, okay, you gotta chill, bro.
Yeah. Like, she's like, remember, she's like, you get 20% off because you're a vet. She's like, plus you're going to get an additional 10% off because of today's deals. That's what I remember her saying.
That's kind of lit, actually. Yeah, that would mellow me out a little bit. That's a couple ice cubes in the hot water.
Seriously, and it was the first time that I'd heard anybody combining deals like that.
That's actually really cool that they have a veteran discount. Actually, like that's fucking cool as fuck.
Yeah, most places do. Now, here's something I'll share with you. Okay, so I didn't get out of the Marine Corps honorably. Okay.
Oh, dishonorable discharge.
No, I wasn't dishonorable. Okay. I was called what other than honorable? Fuck, I'll tell you the story, man. I'll tell you the story. I fucking went out and did some coke one night and came back and I got piss test the next day.
Shitty and that was the end of my titty Marine committee. Course. You got, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, and that's, and I was clean the entire time. I barely drank. So that was my whole time in the Marine Corps. And I was going to stay in too. I was going to re-up and I already been in for 4 years and it was about time to fucking, get back in. And it didn't happen.
Damn it.
I guess God had different plans for me.
There you go.
And I get reminded. My dad tells me this all the time because sometimes I bring that shit up about how disappointed myself that I am over that situation.
Right.
And he always brings up the fact. He's like, you could be dead.
I mean, low-key.
He's like, you could.
Yeah.
He's like, you could have died in war. He's like, we may not. We. He's like, you know, under the circumstances, we shouldn't even be talking right now. I was like, yeah, I guess. You know, he's like, you're so feel lucky. He's like, how many friends did you lose in Iraq? I was like, I don't know. I stopped counting, you know? So he's like, good. So he's like, you could be a statistic right now and you're not. So be fucking grateful. Have a little humility about the situation. So, you know, I understand where he's coming from.
He's like, bro, it could be way worse.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Like, it doesn't matter how many other motherfuckers try to, like, tell you, hey, man, it's going to be all right. Like, you can't shake that feeling until someone that, like, has substantial grounding in your life is like, yo, I've been through this, you know, it's going to be all right. Then you're like, you know what? It is.
Yeah, I went – now, I'm going to say this for anybody listening. If you're really fucked up on any type of dope, go to Narcotics Anonymous. I'm putting that fellowship over right now. I did NA for 7 years, right?
Oh, awesome.
And yeah, man. And it was great to me. It really was. I left. I made a decision to leave. I have to say that right off the bat. They didn't force me out, nothing like that. I made a decision to leave. I made a decision to go and fucking get high off an illicit substance and lost all my friends in the process. So, but it's a great fellowship to be a part of. I found people just like what you were talking about. That's the point I'm trying to make. When I went to Narcotics Anonymous, I met people that had been through the same situations or worse than me. Like, I heard horror stories.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? When I was in my drug classes for I was on a year of probation for getting busted with bud, by the way.
Oh, shit.
A whole year of probo, and they made me go to 6 months of fucking drug classes.
Shit, if you ever want to be
classes
really
for weed, man. So I'm the only person in there that's there for weed. Everyone else is there for like alcohol and hard drugs. Like, there's girls talking about like selling their fucking kids as like dollhouses for meth money and shit. And I'm like, yeah, I got busted in a Home Depot parking lot smoking a joint on my lunch break. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we are not the same.
Have you ever seen Half Baked?
Yes.
That's what happens. That's what happens to Thoroughgood. That's exactly what happened to him. Boo this man. What did Bob Saget say? He goes, Did you ever suck dick for some marijuana? No, I didn't think so.
Yeah, pretty much. And like, it was just so fucked up because it's like every time we were like, all right, what drug are you here for? And I would tell them, and they would all just kind of chuckle. And I'm like, yeah, laugh it up, motherfuckers. I'm only here for a couple more weeks.
Oh man, that's the I'm sorry.
Like, y'all motherfuckers, the ones with the real problems. Like, hey man, at that point I was 21, working full time, you know, fucking supporting my kids, my fiance, my animals and shit, all on my own. Like, at that point no one could really tell me shit besides, oh, you got busted, and I handled it, you know. And I tried to be sober. Like, I tried to do the whole I'm a quit because I'm on probation shit. And, you know, they try to drill it into your head, like, you know, you got to do it for your family, yada, yada. And the probo officer, like, tried to make me feel like a shitty parent because I smoked weed. And I was like, dude, Do you have kids?
I got a daughter. I got a 6-year-old daughter. They
drive me fucking crazy sometimes. And I'm not a violent person. Like, I never have been. And I came from an abusive home growing up. So I refuse to put my hands on my kids. I won't. Right. So there's other ways to handle that shit. Unless they do something incredibly bad. Like, you know, like fucking beat the shit out of someone or, you know.
Right.
But, you know what I mean? It's just fucking crazy. So I do smoke, man. I have fucking terrible anxiety. And I've been smoking for a long time.
Nice. How long have you been smoking for?
The first time I ever smoked was on our family farm in Missouri. I stayed the summer to take care of my grandpa, and I was helping bale hay with my my uncle Frankie, and he was like 19 or 20. That's my dad's youngest brother. He's his stepbrother. And he pulls out this corn cob pipe, and we've been out there fucking baling hay all day. And he's like, have you ever smoked before? And I was like, oh, yeah, I do it all the time, you know? And I'm like, nah, shit. You know, just try to play it cool. And, man, I just remember sitting in the top of the barn, just fucking baked. Like, sweating my sack off, but I'm high at the same time, so I'm not really fucking worried about it. And then I come down for dinner, and I just fucking eat and eat and eat. And then I go to sleep.
Nice. So I got to tell you the story about the first time I got stoned. It's okay. It's not cool, but it's my story. You know what I mean?
Hey, we all got one, man.
Right. So I got into a fight in junior high with a guy named John Murray. And
hope he's doing good now, John Murray.
And I talked to him on Facebook. We're all over it. So the fight didn't end there. We wanted to fight after school because it got broken up. So
fucking teachers, just give us the boxing gloves and let us fucking duke it out, then we'll go back to class and it's over.
Right. So I brought this guy with me. I didn't realize how much of a loser he actually was, but he was a real loser, and his name was Keith, but he was really nice to me, so I can't say too many bad things about him. The guy loved the shit out of me, dude. He must have been probably almost 30, but wasn't really going anywhere in life. He was sleeping on one of my friend's couches. But he thought it was a good idea to make sure he had my back in a fight. And so he came along to this fight with me. And I beat the dude's ass. It was a good fight. I beat his ass. I pulled his fucking hockey jersey over his head like he was a hockey player and fucking beat his ass. It was great. On the way back from the fight, Keith says to me, he's like, hey, Ron, would you like some weed? I was like, dude, I didn't want to smoke weed because I was like, where I grew up, it was kind of a thing to be in the street fighting for some reason. Like, you got into like fights on a regular basis. It was just a thing to do. And,
there ain't nothing else to do as kids, you know?
Seriously. And that's the shit we did, though. We would have like scheduled fights like they were fucking boxing matches. I was my own Don King. Anyway, so he pulls out this weed. And people say they don't get high on their first time. I got high as fuck my first time.
Oh, I did too. And yeah, unbelievably.
I remember I ate a whole box of Apple Jacks to the head. I took a pop. I took one of those plastic bowls that you put popcorn in.
A big ass like popcorn bowl. That's hilarious.
Yep. Remember that movie Friday? Like Ice Cube did when he pulled, when there wasn't enough milk for the cereal? Yeah, that's about the size bowl I had. About that shit. So yeah, I fucking tore that up. And then I remember getting real paranoid after that because I was afraid my parents were going to find out. But man, yeah, whole box of Apple Jacks. Don't know how I fit that in my stomach, but I managed to do it. And that was my first time smoking weed.
Damn. That is crazy, bro.
And yeah. I remember, okay, so let's fast forward a little bit. I wasn't smoking weed because I was in NA. Didn't smoke weed because I was in the Marine Corps. Hadn't smoked real weed in a long time, right? So when it becomes medical out here, I at the time was on some other drug and not doing really well. And I used cannabis to get over that drug.
Oh, that's great.
So cannabis has literally saved my life.
Fuck yeah, dude. Like, I believe it, man. It is a magical plant. And I mean, I call it a flower because that's really what it fucking is at the end of the day. Like,
yeah. Absolutely. We're growing our own, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's amazing.
We're going to call it 2SD
for Two Stone Dudes podcast.
That is fucking great. Bro, I need to join in that shit when it's ready to rock, man. I'm telling
you. I will so send you some. Tommy, I will so send you some, dude. I promise, dude.
Let's fucking do it, dog.
Yeah, as soon as we clip that up, I'll send you up. I'll send you an eighth.
That's what's up.
See if you like it.
So we just got hit back from Honey Root Wellness, which is a Delta 8 company, which is legal THC. We talked about it a little bit. Talking about possibly getting a sponsorship with them.
Oh, wow.
Which
really?
Is fucking cool because they'll send me free carts and free edibles and shit every month. And
oh, lucky.
I mean, it's cool. Ooh. I'm really excited about it. Like, it doesn't feel like it's real. So I'm kind of like keeping it under wraps a little bit until it's like for sure. But that's the direction we're headed, and I'm pretty fucking excited for it.
That's pretty awesome. Hey, you just let them know there's other people that are willing to do commercials for them.
Absolutely. That's another thing I wanted to talk about before we got off here, man.
Sure.
The Third Eye Entertainment podcast network. I'm wanting to get a couple other podcasts together, and we could start cross
promoting. We're in.
Just fucking do it, man. How many other guys again are on your cast?
Three, besides me, so four total.
And then what's everybody's name? If you can shout them out for me, so I can give.
All right. So first we got Killer Kevin K. He told me not to reveal his last name.
That's cool.
So. I can't. Then we have Rob the Nod. He told me not to give his last name either.
That's fair.
And and then there's Mondo Humunculero, and he's on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and on YouTube as well. And we have a YouTube page now. We just put our first behind-the-scenes video up.
There you go. We'll have to check that out.
Yeah, so I had to throw that out there. We're actually going to be on what's the name of the Cloud Chronicles. Yeah, the Cloud Chronicles. We're going to be on the Cloud Chronicles, the episode that I mentioned earlier with Johnny Blaze. We're going to be on his show April 6th.
Oh, shit.
So I wanted to put that over real quick.
Shout out to the Cloud Chronicles. I'm going to have to dive in, and I'll have you send me a link to him, and I'll give him a check and a shout out for sure.
Please do. Another show that I want you guys to look out for is our 420 show. Okay, our 420 show, Tommy, you're going to be a part of that.
Fuck yeah, dude.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to call everybody. We're going to record it on 419 and release it on 420.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So that's how it's going to roll. So that should be a good time. I have you and like four other people that are going to be on the show doing like little 5 to 10 minute spots on there. So it should turn out really well, especially after I get done doing all the editing. So there's that. And I can't really think of anything else information wise I can give you.
Well, shit, man. I appreciate you bullshitting with me tonight, man. Anything you want to say to the people, the Trippy Cupcakes podcast family?
Yeah. I am a survivor of sibling suicide. And if you are hurting enough out there and that you don't know where to turn, you don't know where to go, there's a hotline out there that you can call. You just got to Google that shit. It's just a step away. Don't be a tragedy in somebody else's home. That's all I got.
Dude, thank you very much. And to add to that, man, suicide is a very near and dear thing to my heart. I've walked in and found a friend that has committed suicide. So it's a scar and an image that you can never burn out of your brain. No matter how hard you try. And it's an incredibly selfish act that you can't really, you don't see it as selfish in the moment. Cause I personally struggle with clinical depression. I've had, you know, my mom catch me trying to kill myself. Like I've been at that low. And if you ever personally feel that low, you can hit up any of us at the Trippy Cupcakes podcast as well. Like we always say, it's all love. Thanks again, Ryan, for coming out. Shout out the Two Stone Dudes podcast. Check those guys out. They're fucking great. I was recently on an episode two or three or four ago, I think.
Four episodes ago.
Go check it out. I had a great time. I'd love to be back on sometime. I'll be on the 420 episode. Keep smoking. Stay positive. It's all love. And thanks again, brother.
All right, Tommy, thank you so much. You have a great day, bro.
All right, man, and have a good one.